What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, May 10th, 2018. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions, opinions, and whatever else you want to talk about here. Getting on into the news here, as you know, there's an escalation going on between Israel and Syria. It began immediately after Donald Trump announced he was pulling out of the Iran deal when Israel attacked military facilities near Damascus. Then, of course, yesterday, Israel shelled Quneitra. That triggered a response of missiles coming out of Syria, which Israel is saying were fired by Iranians, but there's no confirmation on that. Then Israel fired back on in. But the point here is Israel's firing the first shot. And, of course, the corporate media is trying to make it look like Israel's the innocent victim, that those awful Syrians and awful Iranians are just attacking poor, helpless, weak little Israel just out of pure spite, which, of course, is nonsense. Israel's been in Syria for months now, inflicting all kinds of damage all over the place. Now, the Israeli strikes yesterday used 28 planes and fired 70 missiles. 60 were air-to-ground. And the other 10 were ground-to-ground. Apparently, the Syrian Defense Forces shot 70% of them down here. Now, we're in a phase of the battle called the skirmish. You don't just have two armies show up and have at each other. First of all, you have a little military action here and see how the other side responds. You have another little military action. You see how the other side responds, trying to get a sense of what it's really going to be like when the invasion escalates. And I think that's the phase we're in here right now. Syria, of course, is blaming Israel for a missile strike near Damascus on a military outpost south of the Syrian capital. And we're going to go ahead and take a phone call right now from Pete in Florida. Aloha, Pete. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I'm going to go ahead and say something that needs to be said that people should be saying, and you are very close to saying that on your radio show, but religion is an opinion. Let me go ahead and say that again. Religion is an opinion. That's what's going on in the Middle East, based on religion, based on an opinion. All this garbage that's going on right now is based on an opinion.
Religion is being used as the excuse. The real issues are, of course, control of territory, control of assets, control of pipeline right-of-ways, control of the oil. If you tell people that that's what the war is really about, they're going to say, well, we want a piece of the action before we fight. But if you go on out and tell them that God wills it or Allah wills it and you will go to a pleasant afterlife if you fight and die in the war, then you get them to take part in the war for much less cost.
Okay, smart guy. Go ahead and tell me what it's really about then.
We've been saying it for months. It's all about territory. It's all about trying to basically regime change Syria as a stepping stone to regime changing Iran. To basically have all the Middle Eastern oil nations trading their oil only for the U.S. Federal Reserve note. And Wesley Clark blew the whistle on this plan all the way back in 2003, 2004, I think it was. This was all supposed to be over in 2008, which tells you how badly that it's really going. But that's what it's really all about. Control of the remaining oil in the Middle East, control of the pipelines, and most importantly, control of what currency the oil is being traded in. Now, everybody involved in the war, they have their own little agendas as well. Israel wants to keep the Golan Heights. Israel wants to invade Lebanon up to the Litani River. Israel and Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates want to remove a regional rival, Iran. They all got together and said, all right, it's time for a war.
Yeah, but they're doing that based on religion, though, right, Mike?
No, they're doing it based on economics.
Okay, all right, well, that's reality. But, I mean, like, when we talk about Donald Trump and he says, God bless this and God bless that, and I have to bore myself with all the years about all the Christians in this country talking about God bless this and God bless that. The Jews over there, the Zionists over there in Israel have been plotting this for how many years? 70 years since it, how many years? Let's get serious about reality here, Mike. How long has it been since Israel was actually established? Since 1948? People would argue.
We're coming up on we're just days away from the 70th anniversary.
Okay, but what does that mean, though? I mean, because there are people who say, well, we've owned it all this time because 2,000 years ago, some schmucks wrote a something called a Bible, okay, and said we owned it all. You know, it's like worrying about Tom Cruise and John Travolta fighting over who this knucklehead is with their Scientology. I mean, it's the same garbage, Mike. That's my point. Right.
Well, I agree with you on that issue, but again, religion is used to control people, whether it is Judaism, Islam, Christianity, or Scientology, or that other one that just came out, Nixium.
Right, and that's it. That's it, Mike. It's like, shut the front door, stop believing in all this garbage, stop trying to be polite to people because you might offend them because you have something to say, and you know they don't like it because their religion is offended. I'm sick and tired of this, Mike. I've called in before. I'm a military veteran, dude, and I am sick and tired of myself and my fellow veterans going out and fighting wars for Israel and for these Zionists. And I'm sick of it, man. I'm done with it, dude.
Well, Israel is part of it. You're also fighting these wars for Wall Street. I'm sure you've heard of Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler, right?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever read his thesis, War is a Racket?
No, sir.
Oh, you got to hunt that down. It's available online. And Smedley Butler basically worked his way up the ranks. He was one of the most respected military commanders in the Marine Corps. Always followed his orders, always did his duty, won a lot of decorations. Then when he retired, he apparently looked back over his career and realized that he hadn't really been fighting moral and just wars. And so he penned All War is a Racket, where he basically laid out how some of the wars that he fought were on behalf of these large multinational corporations that just wanted to go into these foreign countries and take over. I suggest you read it because I think that's probably a lot closer to the truth. Israel's just one player in a planet full of very ambitious and greedy entities.
Yeah, and I heard all that. Thanks to Republic and thanks to you, Mike, because you're a very bright guy. Smedley Butler is, as far as I know, the only guy who's worn, who's won two Congressional Medals of Honor.
Yes.
And the CMH is probably, it is the highest, but I mean, it's so hard to get that. And the guy has two of them, had two of them. I mean,
yes.
I don't know what to tell you, Mike. I mean, I'm just tired. My biggest thing was saying religion is an opinion, dude. Morality is an opinion. The whole argument that we're making over bombs flying left and right is all about opinions. And I mean, I think you're totally right that we have to worry about, well, you and I can't afford bunkers. We're all going to get 2,000 sunblock effect here real soon here because of these stupid people, dude. That's my whole point. So
yep.
Have a nice day.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Yeah, the real reason behind wars has always been economic control of territory, control of assets and resources. The reason the European Christians kept mounting so many crusades against the Holy Land wasn't really about the Holy Land itself, but the assets that it contained, the valuable assets, most importantly, that key choke point on all the trade routes that were connecting Turkey and Europe along with Africa. Because until the advent of really reliable shipping, most trade through that part of the Mediterranean passed through that Holy Land. And there were a lot of tolls that were collected. And that was a huge revenue stream. It was also the main route of the opium trade back in those days. A lot of drugs back there in the Holy Land. A lot of opium. We know that Alexander the Great's troops smoked marijuana. That may be the reason why Jesus couldn't wake his disciples up when the Romans were coming down on him. They'd been partying that night. Anyway, back to the news here. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Max Blumenthal is out there accusing the Israel lobby of basically calling all the shots in Trump's rollback policy on Iran. And everybody's out there screaming that this is discrediting the United States government. It is showing we are untrustworthy. But just to be equally fair, don't forget when Obama tore up Bush's missile agreement. So it's been done before, and it's happened before. Now, over at lowblog.com, they have a slightly different take, and they're basically taking Deep Throat's advice to Bernstein, follow the money. And what this article is basically saying is that Trump's biggest donors, Sheldon Adelson, Bernard Marcus, and his biggest inaugural supporter, Paul Singer, all lobbied for Trump to pull out of the Iran deal. So I'm sure that the Israel lobby had a say in it. The money had a say in it. We, the American people, did not have a say in it. And that appears to be the reality here. Now, the U.S. is already going on out with sanctions. As soon as Trump pulled out of the Iran deal, the original sanctions were put back on. And the U.S. is now sanctioning six Iranians who exchanged hundreds of millions of dollars via the United Arab Emirates. And basically, these people are reportedly associated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. There were also sanctions against three related business entities. Now, basically what Trump has done is he's chosen a hard exit from the agreement. And he's sending out the message to all U.S. businesses that are currently operating in Iran. They have a maximum of 6 months to shut down operations and get out. Now, we're hearing that the White House is preparing even new sanctions, but there's a pushback from the European Union. Now, you need to remember that the original P5 plus one deal had to be negotiated. And now, of course, Trump is acting unilaterally on all of this stuff. But the European Union is saying they're not going to go along with these U.S. sanctions. They're not going to enforce them. And in fact, they may consider retaliatory sanctions against the United States in the process. So this is going to divide the U.S. and Europe. This is driving a big old wedge down between the U.S. and Europe. Over in Belgium, they're saying the U.S. sanctions against Iran are effectively a sort of Damocles hanging over the Belgian economy because Belgium does a lot of trade with Iran. And all that's going to be undone. A lot of people are going to be out of work. A lot of businesses are going to have to close because they've lost customers or they've lost suppliers. Over at Airbus and Boeing, there are going to be people laid off because of the sanctions against Boeing and Airbus to sell aircraft to Iran. This is really a very reckless thing Trump has done. And he did it apparently without considering the potential blowback. Now, Trump's people are already out there trying to defend him and trying to say, no, this was really a good deal. The deal was never really a good deal. And this was a good thing for Trump to do. And Trump is keeping his campaign promise, which, yes, I will concede on that one. He did say during the campaign that he was going to end the Iran deal, pandering to his Israeli supporters. But it's a Pyrrhic victory. Because the consequences for the U.S., for the U.S. economy, for the European economy, are going to be severe. The consequences for our relations with Europe are going to be severe. And Donald Trump has put us all on a path that leads directly to war. And somewhere between where we are now in Syria and Iran, We're going to bang up against the Russians. And I don't think it's going to be pleasant. Okay, now let's see. Over in Iran, the opinion about all of this among the people is that America is being treacherous, which it is, and that Europe is so far being spineless about all of this. Iran was aware that European leaders were trying to keep the U.S. in the deal, but Iran doesn't think they pushed hard enough. Now that Europe is looking at the economic consequences, it looks like they're going to push even harder. But this has not improved the situation. This has not improved the situation at all. Now, as you know, Netanyahu was recently in Moscow on a charm offensive against Vladimir Putin and kept making all these references to the Holocaust and how Iran is the new Nazi Germany. And how Iran has openly stated they have a goal to destroy Israel. Now, first of all, that one's an outright lie. That is the result of a deliberate mistranslation by MIMRI, the Middle East Media Reporting Institute, which is an Israeli propaganda front. And they have a long history of basically taking media from the Middle East and providing free translations to the Western media. Translations that are often altered to make the Middle Eastern nations look bad and make Israel look good. And then Netanyahu went and jumped the shark and said Iran wants to destroy another 6 million Jews. So they used that 6 million Jews in World War I. They used 6 million Jews in World War II. And now it's official. They're using 6 million Jews in World War III. Now, over in Germany, Angela Merkel has come on out and said that Europe can no longer rely on the U.S. to protect it. So already we're starting to see this split between Europe and the United States. And she's out there saying it's time for Europe to take its destiny in its own hands, to call their own shots, to stop living in the shadow of the United States. The EU chief Jean-Claude Juncker is saying that Europe must replace the United States as the world superpower. So they're beginning to realize the United States isn't the power that it once was. They don't have the clout. They don't have the influence. It's another sign of our decline. Now, Iran is already dropping hints that if the P5 plus one deal with the remaining members in Europe doesn't work out, that they may relaunch a nuclear weapons program in order to forestall being invaded. Saudi Arabia has already announced that if Iran starts acquiring nuclear weapons, they will acquire nuclear weapons as well. And I'm wagering a plugged Turkish piaster that Egypt's going to want to do exactly the same. So Trump just made the proliferation issue a lot worse. Over in Libya, their military chief Haftar is announcing a new offensive to take Derna, which has been under terrorist siege since the overthrow of the country's longtime leader, Muammar Gaddafi, in 2011. Shouldn't have messed around in there. Now, getting over to Asia, Japan is saying they are ready to normalize ties with North Korea if the nuclear and abduction issues are solved. Now, we all know about the nuclear issue. If North Korea denuclearizes, Japan wants to be friends. The abduction issue goes back quite a way. North Korea has admitted that some years ago they actually kidnapped 13 Japanese citizens to train as spies. Five of them have already returned to Japan, and Japan wants the rest of them back. I think North Korea will do that. We'll be right back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones now to Curtis in Nevada. Aloha, Curtis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. You know, I'm confused, okay? Yesterday we were hearing reports from Wolf himself that it was Iran that fired these missiles. Now, what, are we walking it back now? Is it just Syria? I don't... Do you know?
No, they both fired missiles. They both fired missiles. What was... The issue is who fired first, and obviously Israel fired first about an hour after Trump's announcement. But the media is now trying to make it look like Israel's the victim and Syria and Iran are the aggressors.
Right, because I'm looking at some of them today, and they're trying to make it sound like maybe Iran is not really the focal point, which I'm not sure about. Okay, I don't know. I would have to assume that that the whole thing started because of Trump's announcement. I think that if this thing was done and Iran is implicated in this skirmish here, I think I have to give Netanyahu credit. I mean, obviously I'm not on his side, but what he did was he effectively insinuated himself into this coming negotiations. And in doing that, he bought himself some time. He bought the Golan Heights situation time and himself from being prosecuted. You know what I mean? He got himself into this. He put himself right into the whole thing with between Iran and the United States. What do you think of that?
Oh, I think the issue is a little more complex than that. I mean, there really isn't a clear delineated one side versus the other. What's making the situation very complex is very obviously you have the U.S. and its allies and NATO over here, and you have Russia and China who are pulling together over there. But many of the other players there in the Middle East, they're following their own agendas, and that's what makes the situation so unstable. That's why we see Turkey flipping back and forth so much.
Right, but there will be an investigation. I mean, there will be a negotiation. I mean, Trump didn't say he was completely out. He said that it's going to be a better deal. They're going to renegotiate. And Israel is trying to put himself right into this part of it. And that's what the reason why he just went off and did that.
Okay, I see what you're saying now. I see what you're saying now. There's two issues here. First of all, Israel was never part of the P5 plus one. And, of course, Israel wants to get in on the new negotiations because they want to dictate to Trump which Iranian weapons are to be removed. And at this point, Iran isn't going to renegotiate. They've already said that. The reality is back when the P5 plus one deal was struck, Iran had already stopped trying to build a nuclear weapon. They stopped trying to build a weapon back in 2003. They surrendered all the paperwork to the IAEA. And so from their point of view, the cost of the P5 plus one deal was negligible. They were giving up something they didn't have. But if Trump goes on back and starts talking about the long-range ballistic missiles, Iran is going to dig their heels in, because Iran is seeing how the U.S. will browbeat and arm-twist countries to give up their weapons, followed by an attack. And Iran does not want to be attacked.
Okay. They may or may not agree to a renegotiation. I don't know. But once again, this deal that Trump walked away from, if we look at all the players, the ones that negotiated, the ones that put it together, just on that general purpose alone, it has to be investigated. Because there's a lot, I understand that I have not found anything regarding an annual payment, but then again, I haven't not found it. And we're not going to see it in the media. It's not going to be there. But if there is some kind of kickback coming, which I think the reason why this cover-up thing was so important, is that they're talking about some sources that some of the uranium-1 that was converted to yellow cake ended up as part of the Iranian going to Iran to the operatives that were actually negotiating. They were prosecuting the war in Syria with using ISIS.
Okay, Curtis, a couple of things here. First of all, we covered this already yesterday. The payments that were being made by the United States to Iran after the P5 plus one was signed and sanctions were lifted, were a refund for weapons that had been bought by the pre-revolutionary Iranian government. And then after the Iranian revolution, the U.S. canceled the sale. And so the U.S. obviously has to return that money. To be very, very honest, your timeline is off, because that whole Uranium One issue happened long after all the brouhaha about Iran's possible nuclear weapons program. Under the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, Iran is allowed to have yellow cake. The question is, how much do they enrich it and for what? And Iran has a right to nuclear power plants. They do medical isotopes. It's a big business for them. They make industrial destatterers and other peaceful uses of nuclear technology. Anyway, listen, Curtis, I have to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We have more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go to the phones here, over in Sputnik News, they're reporting on a statement published by the Iranian government on the Iranian government's website that flat out says there will be no renegotiation on the P5 plus one deal. It's either accepted as everybody already accepted it, or it's off. Now, the only way this is going to stay under control is if Europe succeeds in convincing Iran that they're going to take care of them and do business with them. And again, what that means is the U.S. economy will take the hit. Iran is going to sell their oil someplace else, probably to Europe. They're going to do trade with Europe. And all the business that American companies wanted to do with Iran, like buy petroleum, are shut out. And that means that in addition to the already rising gasoline prices at the pump, there's going to be even more of a shortage. I don't know if you're old enough to remember the gas lines. I think this was back in the 70s, where you had to you were only allowed to buy gas on either odd or even days. They would look at your license plate, the last digit on there. If it was odd, you bought on these days, and if it was even, you bought on these other days. We could see a return to that. So you may want to think about adding a 5-gallon gas can to your prepper kit. And you're also going to have to add gasoline preservative, because gasoline, as it comes out of the gas pump, is only good for a few months. But gasoline preservative, which you can get at any auto parts store, will lengthen that considerably, I think, to somewhere over a year. All right, getting on back to the phones here. Vivian in Canada. Aloha, Vivian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike, that oil embargo occurred in 1973, and ironically, it was led by Saudi Arabia, who now it has been taken into the fold of Israel with Mohammed bin Salman and his alliance with Jared Kushner. But there's one thing that I question about why Iran would send a missile into Israel. You have to remember there are a lot of Muslims, or are into any area near Israel. There are a lot of Muslims within that area. And Israel, yes, is aware that Iran would not want to kill masses of Muslims that they would need ultimately as ground forces if they ever succeeded in weakening Israel. The most logical option, and one thing Iranians are by descent, is extremely intelligent and rational. They will choose, as you have pointed out, the economic option, economic strangulation of any economy of any country that is supporting Israel. And this will, of course, create hostility towards Israel. And I also noticed the fact that Netanyahu is constantly rushing off to Vladimir Putin makes me wonder, what is he trying to do? Is he trying to assure that Russia is not a surrogate for Iran in terms of firing off missiles on behalf of Iran? Is there a deep interdependence between Russia and Iran that Russia might be a surrogate? And then, of course, we can never forget the role of Turkey. Erdogan is very much a dreamer of the old Ottoman Empire. He's just, yes, waiting for the right time. And of course, Israel is aware of this. And in preparation for that, they started nurturing Israel, India, long ago, because India has such a large populace that is hostile to Islam. So Israel started courting India many years ago, if not decades ago, and also the, yes, Kurds. The Kurds, even though some of them are Muslims, some of them are still Zoroastrians, and are therefore still hostile to Islam as well. And so that's why, for example, that so-called Halabja attack in 1988, presumably by Saddam Hussein against the Kurds of Mosul, I would wonder if that was not another false flag just to create hostility towards Saddam.
I know it was in all the newspapers that Saddam had used gas on the Kurds, but the U.S. Army College did their own investigation, and they concluded that the attack had come from Iran. And it was basically retaliation because the Kurds were doing cross-border raids into Iran and causing a lot of damage.
Yes, that makes sense, because I personally thought it might have been Israel. But Iran has a lot of hostility to anyone that is not Muslim.
That's not accurate. That's not accurate. Iran has a huge population of Christians and Jews, and the Jews there are so comfortable that they rejected a request by the government of Israel to emigrate. Not everybody is hostile to people of other faiths. The vast majority of people get along very well until they are inspired to hate by their leaders.
Well, I know that, having been born in Bethlehem with parents who got along extremely well with Jews, Muslims, and a number of other Christian faiths. I'm aware of that, but I should not have been so extreme in what I said. Islam is very protective of its supremacy as being the last word from God. That is one of the most important things people don't know about Islam. Muhammad was supposed to be the last messenger. Anyone who came after him is a heretic, and that is why the Baha'is and Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i faith, was persecuted so badly by during his time, the ancient Persian government, which is why Israel so gladly hosts the Baha'i Center in, I believe, either Jerusalem. I think it is in Jerusalem. They're not intolerant of Christianity, but they're not. They still believe that Islam is supreme to Christianity, that Jesus Christ was only a forerunner of Muhammad, and that he was not
really. Every religion thinks they're the supreme religion. Judaism certainly does. Christianity certainly does. Both the Sunni and the Shia do. That's a common feature of being a religion, that we've got the one true path to God. So I don't think we should single out Islam for that kind of an affectation, because it's a very common point of view among those who are religious.
Yes, but I know enough Muslims that I know that they actually believe that they are the supreme religion. Efforts were made to convert me to Islam to save my soul, because being a Christian was not good enough.
Vivian, you're not listening to me. Every religion thinks they're the supreme religion. Christians do. The Jews do. It's not surprising Islam does. And all religions try and convert people to build their congregations and get more loose change into those collection plates.
Okay, I think we've gone. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take you off track from what I was initially asking, and that is Iran really likely to set off any kind of large, in terms of geographic area, any weapon that is going to have large destructive powers? I doubt it, and I think Israel knows it, which is why they're playing their hand the way they are. I think the economic boycott is the more likely option, and I think there will be some countries that will go along. Certainly Russia will be happy to, because it serves their interests. So would China and others who seek to be greater economic powers. And I think that's where we have to look. And I think you're wise to advise people to start prepping and stocking up on items. Now, whether it goes out of control, this is always the danger. Nobody can actually control something like a snowball running down a hill. You can't control it after a certain period of time. It may go out of control. And Netanyahu is so irrational, in my opinion, that it's very likely he's going to miscalculate. And all the people around him seem to be equally irrational, or else he wouldn't be getting away with what he's doing.
Certainly fanatics here. And the last thing I want to share with you, because we've got another caller who's holding for a very long time on long distance, is Russia has already said they will come to Iran's aid if Iran is attacked. And yes, this could spin out of control. I'm very surprised that Russia wasn't more involved in the recent conflict between Israel and Syria. But I think Putin is standing back until Russian nationals are directly attacked. Then he's going to respond. Anyway, Vivian, we're going to let you go and switch over to Kathleen in Paris. Kathleen, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today? Did we lose Kathleen?
Okay, first off,
you are.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
I want to say first that I really appreciate Vivian's comments, Vivian in Canada, and I hope she calls in regularly. And, it's possible she sort of answered one of my things I wanted to talk about. In my box, mailbox, Syrian analysis, no, Syriana analysis. It's a channel on YouTube. And this guy said that, that the attacks on the Golan Heights this time was absolutely all, Syrian, that Iran had nothing to do with it.
Well, that would make more sense to me. But, of course, Israel is screaming that the missile strike yesterday was from the Iranian forces. But there was no confirmation for that whatsoever.
Right, and they just say what they want to, you know, for their own advantage, don't they?
They always have. And it's hardly unique to Israel. The U.S. government does the same. Saddam has nuclear bombs. You know, there was a torpedo in the Gulf of Tonkin. There was a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, and on and on and on.
One of the other things that Vivian was talking about was Bibi Netanyahu sucking up to Putin. And when I saw that, I couldn't get my head around what is Bibi Netanyahu doing in Russia, marching alongside of Putin to pay homage to the unknown soldier. And you know, if he's not doing that, he's holding court in our government.
Well, Netanyahu was grandstanding, and Putin put him in his place with that maneuver with the veteran. Netanyahu went to Russia on a charm offensive. Israel has changed tactics. Only a few weeks ago, they were out there threatening that they were going to attack all the Russian positions if any Russian air defense systems were targeted on Israeli planes. That did not get a response. So then they turned around and said, Israel desire Russia's help to tone down the situation in our part of the world, even as they're launching missiles and shelling Quneitra and so forth and so on. So I don't think Netanyahu got what he wanted. I mean, he was out there trying to push all the old buttons. Iran is the new Nazi Germany. Iran wants to wipe Israel off the map. Iran wants to kill another 6 million people. And I don't think Trump bought any of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it just seems so strange that he, you know, is supposed to be our best friend. No, they don't want to be our best friend. They want us to be their best friend.
Yes, but that's much more accurate.
But they can also go on a charm offensive with our supposed enemy, Russia.
Apparently.
Yeah. You know, another thing that I question, Bibi gets on the world stage saying what he thinks, and Trump gets on the world stage saying what he thinks. Does Assad have a voice? Does he ever get to say anything that...
Well, I'm sure he says an awful lot on Syrian state media, but of course that's not going to be picked up and echoed by the Western media. They're basically building a Silicon Wall around all these targeted countries, trying to keep contradictory information from getting out. Israel has all but shut off Gaza from getting any information out about the atrocities taking place there. They're pulling their influence over corporate media in other countries to not report on it. Certainly no American corporate media is reporting on it. They're shooting the Palestinian journalists. They kicked out the head of Human Rights Watch. So, they're trying to control the narrative.
The other thing I thought was interesting was that Iran is getting into cryptocurrencies and to avoid the central banks. Of course, they don't have one anyway, but I thought when I saw
they do have a central bank, but it's owned by Iran, and it runs the public currency as a public utility. And that's why the Rothschilds want to get on in there, because they've all but succeeded in entrapping the world into this debt slavery system called private central banking. I think there's only a handful of nations that still do banking the good old-fashioned way.
Right. Well, they may be getting interested in cryptos, too. I saw something about that.
I would not be at all surprised. I'm sure everybody is watching Venezuela right now to see how the Petro is going to work on out. But everybody has realized it's time. It's not just getting away from the central banks. It's getting away from the SWIFT system, which is dominated by the United States. It's just getting away from the U.S. dollar in general. Because the U.S. has been using the U.S. dollar. They've weaponized it. They use that debt that countries have built up, being forced to use the U.S. dollar as a lever for political gain.
If I'm not wrong, it's this blockchain technology that's going to change the world, because blockchain is the technology of all the cryptos. And, you know, think of, there's a thing that I've heard about called a smart contract that you make on blockchain. And that seems that it would, you know, bypass and make redundant lawyers and trust funds and things like that.
Well, I think you should still have a lawyer look at the contract, however it is being handled and signed at both ends. It's basically a way to have people in remote locations conduct business. Blockchain is a great technology. Cryptocurrencies probably can eventually be made to work. But again, the private central bankers, the Rothschilds and so forth, they're trying to find a way to shut it down. They don't want the slaves to escape. Anyway, Kathleen, we're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here. We're going to take two more calls, then we're going to close the lines for a while because I got some news I got to get out. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hey, you were talking about Rothschild. Did you know Ivanka Trump, before she went out with Jared Kushner, was seeing one of the Rothschilds, Nathaniel Rothschild, I believe. What a coincidence,
yes.
Huh?
Yep.
Yep. So that you know, hey Mike, on Trump, I mean, do you think he's a con man?
Well, it's certainly starting to look that way, but I think the biggest problem with him, he's turning out to be a weak leader. He's very easy to manipulate. He's very susceptible to flattery. He's obviously giving great attention to the Israel lobby and all of these billionaires, and he's doing what they tell him to do. And that's, of course, not the way it's supposed to work in this country.
Yeah, because you had a gentleman, Wayne, call and say, you know, Trump did a couple good things. Trump hasn't done anything. Like, he got coal miners' jobs back. How many? Where? When? You know, he gave to the industry. Doesn't mean he's there for the little person. You know what I mean? Because he's always have a silver spoon in his hand. I mean, I voted for Trump. But, you know, the more I see of what's going on, you know, I think we've been duped, Mike. You know, I mean, like, it's just how many more chances you're going to give the guy until you say, you know, I give up on this guy. You know?
Well, I've already given up on him. I'm not expecting
any
support. Yeah, he's a hideous disappointment, and the only way I'll ever support him in 2020 is if Hillary Clinton runs again.
But, I mean, if Trump did, like, one or two good things, which if you believe he did, you know, legitimately, but what happens if he does one bad thing, like starts a world war? Wouldn't that negate the one or two good things he's done? You know what I mean? Like,
it certainly would, in my opinion. Yeah, absolutely. And Trump, you know, that list of things Trump has done are all relatively minor. They're not the big issues that most Americans voted for Trump wanted, which was, you know, honest elections, Hillary in jail, an end to the wars, vaccine safety, and we're not getting any of it. Yes, he's working on the immigration issue, but the illegal immigrants, for some reason, are still pouring into this country.
Exactly, which, you know, tells me maybe he's just not trying hard enough, you know. And then another thing, remember, he put in all the people around him. He got rid of people, he gets new people, then he gets rid of them. It's, you know, it's like, obviously, you can figure out something wrong with the dude. You know, I mean, it doesn't take a genius, you know.
Here's the issue. Okay, Trump's, and I'm going to have to hold you through the station identification, by the way. Trump's biggest problem, biggest mistake coming into the White House, he wanted to be magnanimous in victory, and he let all the old Obama holdovers stay. And he figured now that he was the boss, they would shift their loyalty to him, which is how it works in the world of business. That's not how it works inside the Beltway. Everybody has got their allegiances. Everybody's got compromising connections. It was those holdovers who first started Trump down the path of appointing people he should not have appointed. All right, we're going to take a quick break for station identification. Dustin, do not hang up. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.